Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Durden. When Rebert H. Harris was growing up in Trinity, Texas in the 1920s and 30s, he said he was influenced by the birds singing, the sound of Blind Willie Johnson on the radio, and the soulful shouts of the rural church services he heard on Sunday morning. Harris, who co-founded the Soul Stirrers in 1935, would become one of the legendary figures of gospel music, and his hoarse shout influencing hundreds of artists. Not enjoying the more contemporary sound they were being eventually pressured to record, Harris left the Stirrers. He was replaced by one of the singers who idolized him, Sam Cooke. Harris then founded the Christland Singers, who continued the old-school gospel music he loved so much. The group had a number of hits, all built around Pops Harris' raspy voice. One of my favorites is their remake of the old Soul Stirrers hit, I'm Willing to Run. It's a slow-burn, jubilee-style gospel song. But what makes it special are the ad-libs and impromptu lyrics and shouts that Pops sprinkles throughout the song. He died at age 84 in the year 2000, a genuine powerhouse in gospel music history. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU. The Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.